you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It is Thursday and Hollywood's gone wild. Brace yourself for this first question. Could Khloe and Tristan get back together? You guys, please weigh in. Morgan, you're giving me a face.
I think it's very, very, very possible.
110% they are getting back together. Tristan is a player. He's done his bad stuff, but true is the glue. And I think that is what's going to come true here.
Wow.
No, you guys. This is not happening. No, you just said it, Scott. He's a player. Player. Not going to change.
And I get that that's who he is, but I feel like the longer he's spending with Khloe and people around Khloe can't stop the two of them being together, the more likely they're going to be to end up together again.
Yeah, well, they have been quarantining together. It's been very positive for True and the family. We're told everyone is doing great. I think they're doing this for the sake of True and for her just having a happy home with mom and dad both present. But, you know, we learned that she's moving out of her massive Calabasas estate and she's selling it for $19 million. And a source tells us that she's planning to move into a bigger home. I think the bigger home is so she doesn't even have to see Tristan while they're quarantining together.
That's not it, Aaron.
I don't think that's it either. I disagree with that. I really do think that, look, they've gone through hell and back. They have managed to be amazing co-parents. I feel like that's always been her goal, is just raising True. And I just think, like, True's at an age where she's not going to notice if her dad is around all the time or not. So for them to be quarantining and spending all of their time together 24 hours a day for the most part for what, it's been like now 3 months, you don't do that with somebody if you don't love them still.
All right, well, Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas, they seem like they're going strong. She's already met the kids. A source tells us they're very happy together and that Ana loves kids, couldn't wait to meet them. Look, I don't have kids, therefore I don't know what is an appropriate timeline. None of us have kids in this show, but what do you guys think? Too soon for her to be meeting
the children? I do know that Morgan loves the updates between these two. Morgan, you love it. You're loving this.
I don't know what it is, and I don't know if I'm the only person that feels this way, but there's just something about them that is just so PR thirsty. And, like, I get that they need to walk their dogs every day, so I'm not saying, like, how are you always together? It just doesn't seem so authentic in the way that they're being presented to us. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not in love and they don't have a happy relationship, but just the walking the dogs every single day together just seems like a bit much. But Aaron, to answer your question, I think that when two people are together for a long period of time, they have three children together the way that Jen Garner and Ben Affleck had kids together, and you get divorced, I think that Jen and Ben have been split up for so long. They obviously know that their mom has moved on. I don't think it's that weird for Ana to have met the kids now.
I think that Ben respects Jen enough to only bring someone home that he's very serious about, and I think Jen respects Ben's decisions, and if he is bringing her home to meet the children, I think there's going to be an engagement at the end of this quarantine.
Wow.
I do think that quarantine definitely accelerates your relationship, but I think when you already have three children, you've been married, you've been in a long sort of love-like debacle with your ex-wife for as long as they have, he's not in a rush to get married again, no matter what.
I'm on ring watch, okay? I'm on ring watch. Anna Kendrick, she does not believe in soulmates. She tells Emmy Magazine out June 2nd that while she doesn't believe in the one, she does think people can have multiple non-romantic soulmates. She says the best and longest relationships in her life are with her friends. Do you guys believe in soulmates?
I have a soulmate in my friend John. I think John is, who's my best friend, who is gay, lives in New York, definitely is a soulmate of mine. I mean, we are so on the same page about literally 95% of the things that we say and think. And I just think it's such a, there's such an ease to our relationship that it's almost a rarity that you don't find with a lot of people, friend, best friends or not. So I consider him a soulmate. So I agree.
Yeah, I think that you can have platonic soulmates and then you can have romantic soulmates, and you can have more than one romantic soulmate. And I think each romantic soulmate teaches you a little bit more about life, a little bit more about yourself, but ultimately you will end up with one of those soulmates.
I feel like those earlier soulmates are setting you up for your true soulmate. So you've learned a lot of things. I didn't like this about that person. I like this about this person. And then you find the person that you want to commit your life with, and then that becomes your soulmate.
I think, Aaron, you're right, Scott's wrong. It's really simple. It's that you have multiple people that come in your life that fulfill you at the period of time that you're in, and that person can be considered a soulmate. Even if you break up with them and you end up with someone else, that next person could be a soulmate as well. Multiple soulmates is the new thing.
Semi-soulmates, boom. The main event is the soulmate.
But who knows if you... with that discussion.
The British magazine Tatler has released a bold cover calling Kate Middleton Catherine the Great. Melanie Bromley is here joining us after what feels like forever. All right, guys, this article is a bit controversial. They are totally team Kate. Do you guys think this was a huge F you to Meghan or what? What are we feeling about this?
This is such a fascinating cover, isn't it? It's kind of like a PR piece for Kate Middleton, and what a great queen that she's going to be and what a great royal she is. So, yes, it is not really an FU to Meghan, but it's absolutely team Kate when it comes down to Kate and Meghan. And it is a little bit negative about Harry and Meghan as well. Talks about how the two of them have become selfish, that they moved to LA and they've kind of left Kate and William to do all the hard work for the royal family.
Melanie, how reputable is this magazine, Tatler? Because I'm a big fan of Harry. Whatever Harry wants, I feel like he's the people's prince, and I like Meghan then. And this article sounds like a crock of to me. It all sounds made up and a bit of an attack on Meghan.
It's a huge magazine. And what's so interesting is it's actually the magazine of choice for the upper echelon of the social circles in the UK. The editor of Tatler is actually an old friend of Kate Middleton. He even posted on his Instagram recently that his mother had had lunch with Kate. So he is very much in Kate's circle. So this magazine, definitely, if they say that they have sources, they have sources. Now, what has become so fascinating about this piece is the fact that Kensington Palace have actually released a statement saying that Tatler did not come to them, that the article is false, that the information in it is not correct. And now the editor of Tatler has also come out and actually disputed Kensington Palace's statement, saying, no, we did go to Kensington Palace and we asked them for their cooperation. So this has become definitely actually a war between Tatler and Kate Middleton, even though the editor of the magazine is one of Kate's really good friends.
Another thing that I hadn't thought about when Harry and Meghan left is that the workload is not going to be evenly divided anymore. I mean, that does put a lot more pressure and time restraints on the future King and Queen of England. Like, they don't get to spend as much time as they originally wanted to with their kids and their family and make them the priority that I think they set out to. So that's kind of effed up a little bit.
And, you know, there are a lot of things in this article that are actually factual, like things like that. Harry and Meghan moving to LA, of course it means that Kate and William are going to be doing a lot more work. But I think what's interesting is there is some analysis on this piece saying that this is actually a preemptive strike by Kate and William, because, of course, Harry and Meghan, there is the book that's coming out in August that's called Finding Freedom, that's really going to be Harry and Meghan's side, why they decided to leave the royal family. So was this piece a way for Kate and William to get positive PR before Harry and Meghan's book comes out? That's the theory.
What I really want to know, whose side are you on?
Honestly, Scott, I'm not on anyone's side. I promise. Like, people do accuse
me. Melanie, choose one.
You got to choose right here, right now,
Melanie.
You
have to choose.
I can't. I feel sorry for William, of all people, because he is now has less choice than ever. He has to be king at some point. He has to do a ton of work. He also has to bring up the next heir to the throne. And I think that's a lot of pressure. And I think Harry and Meghan actually I agree with them, though. I understand why they wanted to leave the royal family and live in LA. I live in LA. It's a great place to live. So I do see both sides, but I do feel very sorry for William.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I know that, Scott, you are Meghan and Harry. I'm going to go with, I'm on Kate and William's side because Melanie said she felt bad for William, and I feel like that's probably the right way.
Oh, that's a cop out. You're just, we really know you don't like Meghan Markle. Is that it?
I do like Meghan. I do like her. I have nothing against her. I just can see, you know, all the sides. Good debate, guys. Good job. All right, up next, how far would you go to make an ex cry? Plus, would you get a pizza-scented mani or eat expired food? Gross. Who's doing it and who's ditching it next?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Daily Pop.
We are throwing our own prom. My memory of my prom, Rye, you will appreciate this. I was setting my hair. I wanted really, really, really curly hair for the prom. It was the 80s after all, so it was like big New Jersey hair. And I was setting my hair with these spongy pink rollers for extra curl. And I was dipping my comb in water because I like to set it at night so that when I woke up in the morning, it was super curly. But what I didn't realize was I was dipping my comb into a cup of 7-Up. I didn't realize that it was a cup of 7-Up. I thought it was a cup of water. And so when I took my hair out of the pink foamy spongy rollers and went to comb through it, I mean, the picture, the proof is in the pudding. Listen, I couldn't get a comb through that hair for days.
My favorite memory, and I've told you this before, Callie, was that big white limo. We all chipped in like $25 to get, and we only had to go a mile to Bennigan's. It took about 30 minutes because that limo is so long it can't turn or get in the parking lot. We ended up having our meal at Bennigan's and then making it to the prom and getting home all safely and on time.
Wow, so that was Kelly and Ryan sharing their prom stories with Daily Pop. Don't you love that? My favorite memory of my prom is winning prom queen, not to brag or anything, but anyway.
Marvelous.
Yes. So tomorrow on their show, they're throwing the ultimate live at home prom, so make sure you check it out. Scott, do you guys celebrate prom in Australia?
Yeah, primary school we have the bush dance, and then in high school we have the formal.
Oh, okay. The bush dance, that's exciting. Do you all dance around a bush? Or what happens?
I wasn't thinking that bush, but yeah, do you?
What is
next
going
topic.
On with the bush dance?
Don't.
All right,
don't.
Next topic. You guys, it's time for a rapid fire of do it or ditch it. We only have 60 okay. seconds to discuss each one. First up, right. Have you ever wondered what pizza, donut, and cheese puff nail polish would smell like? Well, now you can, thanks to Sinful Colors. Do it or ditch it. 1 minute starts now.
This is a gift to guys because when we get instructed to go out and buy nail polish and it's a certain color, we get it wrong every time. So Nutella, do it. Pizza, maybe. Fish flavored, ditch it.
Ew. Ew. Agreed. Agreed with all of that. Perfect.
Nutella.
Yeah. Everyone loves Nutella. I just want my nails to smell like soap.
Yeah, just regular nail polish would do it for me.
Lavender, you can get pretty flower ones. I don't know. You can get different.
Lavender.
Soap style.
Okay.
Old Navy.
All right. What
I'm trying
is
to sell
saying
it. I think
today?
It's good. I think
Does
it's really
know?
Good if you can smell the fingers and it smells really nice.
No, you can't do
Scott.
Okay, that's the line is already, we're past the line now.
Right, so we are ditching Scott on that one as well. Wow, we actually went light. Let's keep it going. Would you eat food past its sell date? A handful of doctors say most food is still okay past its expiration and that sell-by dates are usually more about quality than food safety. Do it or ditch it.
Okay, I will be honest. If I am desperate for a little bit of half and half in my coffee and it's a little bit past the sell date and it smells okay, I will pour it in and I don't want to talk about that ever again. And I won't admit that if you tell people that. But that's my reality.
Thank you for your reality.
Have you had the ramifications though if it's too far?
No, because I think you can tell when it's too far because there is a scent. So I'm talking like 3 days over, I'll put a little bit in my Nespresso. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, Morgan, I'm with you.
I say ditch it. And this is from experience, Morgan. I used to be like you. And I gave it the smell test. And then one day I got food poisoning, had to work next day on a children's TV set. And I had a bucket next to me the whole time. I do not recommend it. Just stick to one day max after. Do not go beyond that.
Oh.
Do not
was
go beyond
that. Was it organic?
I'm doing it, you guys.
I do organic.
The date is all suggested. It's not Bible, so you know what? I'm doing it. Milk a couple days old, sure, give it to me. All right, time's up. Okay, a woman got the ultimate revenge after a breakup. She sent her ex a truckload of onions to make him cry as much as she did. Would you do this to an ex?
Wow, this is so savage. I mean, savage. I wouldn't do this to an ex just because I would never want them to think I put in that much effort to like getting them to do anything after they made me that upset. So my revenge would just to be never to speak to them again and completely act indifferent. Indifference is really what kills people.
Yeah. If I had a girl send me a lot of onions, actually I forget them a lot when I'm cooking. And also they last a long time if you store them in a dark, dry place. So it could be kind of beneficial. So, yes, do it. Please. Send all your exes many onions.
No, I don't even want them to know that I'm crying over them, so ditching this. Like, I'll exactly. do something else for revenge.
But we need to know that. We want to know when you're crying for us.
No, you will never know. All right.
Never, ever.
We have a little bit of time left on that one, but I don't think we have anything else to say about the onions. So on to the next one.
I can tell you a great dish that I can make from onions.
No. Jesus. Okay.
And we're not using our time on it.
Let's do that for the FaceTime later.
Okay, another one. How about date night in the sky? A company called Dinner in the Sky does just that. Check out these photos. Do it or ditch it. I'm about this. I want to do this.
I hate these gimmicky date night things. Okay, think about the practicalities of it, Erin. You're gonna have to rock up an hour earlier. They'll give you a safety briefing. Then they'll put a harness right where it's like on your crotch there. And you'll have, there you go. They got these straps in the whole time. If you try and talk to a person that's two spots away from you, you can't even lean out. It looks good in a photo. Practicality, stupid. 0 out of 10,
also, how are you supposed to pee?
You don't.
Good. You know what I mean? Yeah,
good
it's
Lord.
Like I have two sips of water during the show and I'm a disaster because I'm holding it the whole time. So there's no way. I'm a full ditch it with this kind of stuff. I want to eat on the ground like a normal person.
I don't want to be hoisted.
I'm about the experience like if it's in Hawaii, but not like on a roller coaster dinner plate of things.
All right, fine.
What?
It's me all alone. All right, time's up. A designer just debuted her latest collection with 3D models on Instagram. So Hanifa, owner of Hanifa, told Teen Vogue she'd already planned to launch her collection Pink Label Congo before the pandemic, so she just went for it. Do it or ditch the 3D models. I think this is dope. Do it.
How does this work?
Ditch it? I mean, sorry, it's dope, and what's the other option?
Dope
not
and
ditch,
do it.
Do it. Yeah, thank you. This is only the fourth time. I mean, I don't know if it's more like because I'm obsessed with her clothes and they look so good that I'm saying do it, but I'm all about that. You can't let this quarantine derail your dreams. You need to keep going.
Yeah.
This is great news, but terrible news for all the models out there, because first there was influencers and Instagram. Now there's these models where they don't even need you. What are all the models gonna do nowadays? Where are we going to see all these beautiful catwalk models?
By the way, that was a good job. It was well done. It almost looks like an art installation.
Is it a green screen, or how have they done
that? Very innovative. I have no idea how they did it, but I wouldn't mind seeing more of it. Okay, coming up, Lady Gaga and Ariana are making it rain, but it's who Ari was just seen with that's getting our attention. Plus, can you guys guess the masked celeb? That's after the break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The world is rising up in a massive act of kindness to celebrate the rain the world so desperately needs to quench the thirst of the earth. Are we thirsty or what?
Oh, we are thirsty indeed. And what the locals are now saying globally is, rain on me!
Yes, bring on the rain. We are more ready than ever to work together.
It'll be raining all summer, but we'll surely be dancing as it does.
So that was Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande's new promo for their song Rain on Me. And fun fact, the guy spraying Ari is her boyfriend Dalton Gomez. They are officially official. How do we feel about
it? He's getting some airtime. I love this. If she's into him.
I love it.
They've been isolating together. He's now squirting the water on her umbrella when she's doing some promo. I think that is a great boyfriend. It's better than being an Instagram boyfriend.
I thought that was, by the way, there are a million people that could have stood in for her, somebody on her team, somebody that they like hired for the day in like quarantine or whatever to like help with that. So I thought it was really cool that she like just had her like boyfriend do that for her. It's like very normal of them. I thought it was very, very cute. And you could tell he just wanted to do a good job. It wasn't like he didn't need so much attention. It was cute.
Exactly. Really sweet.
You can tell he wanted to do a good job, what, just by him holding a hose?
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, it's
he's very diligently doing it.
She's done this before, and she's had an ex-boyfriend that's done a terrible job.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for
also
that information, Scott. All right, we know a lot about celebrities around here, but can we recognize them when their faces are covered? Are you ready to unmask the stars? This celeb is used to masks. Her company sells them on the site.
Gwyneth.
Very good. All right, 1 point for Morgan.
I couldn't even hear Morgan.
This celeb is getting creative in quarantine. She recently styled and shot her own magazine cover.
Naomi Campbell.
Yep, that's another point, Morgan.
No, but Morgan's doing research because she's going to be interviewing Naomi Campbell. That's why she knows that one.
Our next mask celeb has a hard time committing to baby names.
Well, Morgan may as well
Amy Schumer.
There you go, three from three.
Morgan, did you play this game before we shot the show? Because I'm very impressed.
The photo
with you right now.
Wasn't even up, Scott. I hope that last one hurt just a little bit.
I can't compete. She's incredible.
This is so easy. You better get this. This A-lister recently appeared opposite Reese Witherspoon in a hit show on Hulu. Come on. Really, guys? Really?
No, I'm giving him a five-second advantage. I don't want to rush it.
Scott, come on.
And that's 5 seconds on the clock.
Wow.
It's Kerry Washington for the answer.
Wow,
Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington.
Yeah.
Scott,
I knew that
real.
One, too.
One more.
I got one
modeling
more.
Modeling runs in the family for this celebrity. Modeling.
Are you kidding,
modeling
Scott?
Is the hint. Modeling, Scott. That's all you really need to know.
Do you need me to help you, Scott?
Yes, can I have a hint?
Oh, my God.
It's Cindy Effing Crawford, Scott.
I was going to say Kaya Gerber. I was going to say the mini her.
Out of control.
Everyone, you are so lucky. We are out of time because we would have just used the rest of the time to roast Scott. But tomorrow, we've got Naomi Campbell. She is here with a big announcement, plus the top feel-good stories of the week. Later, guys.
Woo!